This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
This is Mad Wednesday. You're with Dylan and Dean here on Joy 94.9, and we are not alone because we are joined in the studio by Michael and Sanjeev from Low Res.
Hello.
Mal Pop Choir.
Hello.
How's
it
going?
Very good. Very good. Thank
you very much. Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Now, of course, Low Res is an absolutely wonderful choir. We've had you guys on the show before, but tell us a bit about them.
All right, well, Low Res is Melbourne's only all-male pop choir. So you're likely to hear songs from the radio that we sing. That's what we sing.
I have quite a few friends in the choir who have an absolute ball singing the songs. So I kind of love, because when everyone thinks choir and choral, they might go, oh, okay, think Sound of Music or something very formal, which is why I always love when you guys perform at an event, because whether it's you're putting your own little spin on it musically and also just, you know, whether a little something in your outfits, but you guys have an absolute ball.
We do.
Performing.
It's a pleasure to sing in Low Res. In fact, Sanjeev and I were talking about it. We've both been in the choir now for 9 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
We've been in the very second concert of Low Res.
I was about to say, that's also very interesting because one of the things we're talking about is this is us, the celebration of 10 years of Low Res. So you guys have been around for quite a lot of 9 years of the 10.
And it's flown by, hasn't it?
It's totally flown by. When you have fun, you know, time flies.
So. I mean, it must be absolutely wonderful all being able to come together and have a sing song as well.
Well, actually, that's part of Low Res, I think, is the camaraderie that you get within the choir. And you know what? You can step away from the choir, take a break a couple of years and come back and it feels like you're still coming back into the family.
Which is what I did. I took 2 years off to study photography and...
So you say 9 years, but it's really seven.
Yeah, but I was at all the concerts. I attended all the concerts and I was still very much involved while I was away. And it was fantastic. It's coming back and it's like I never left.
It's a great, wonderful environment to all come together and do a sing. And now let's talk about your 10-year celebration performance that's going on.
I know.
It is This Is Us, a celebration of 10 years of Low Res, the male pop choir. Now, this is all very exciting because it's going to be doing some of your biggest hits you guys have performed. Now, are you only looking back or is there some new stuff in this as well?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yes, there are one or two surprises in there. So, we're taking music that has been part of our repertoire over the last 10 years.
And that's a lot of music.
That's a lot. I think we calculated 130 songs, 140 songs that we've sung over the years.
Yeah.
So we're taking a slice of across the whole 10 years. So there'll be some old favourites.
That must have actually been really hard to go back and look at.
Oh, you have no idea.
The committee were filling out
Oh my God.
No, that should be in this. No, that should be in the concert.
It was really hard, wasn't it? Because there were a lot of songs that we really, really, really wanted to sing. But at the end of the day, you can only really do a concert of about 16, 17 songs. Plus, we also have the Decibels as well, which is our sister choir.
I was about to say, they're joining you. Otherwise, you could probably do 16 more. Let's be able to put an interval in.
We could.
Yeah, it's not just you guys on your own, of course. Your sister choir, the Decibels, are going to be joining in a very special appearance. Mm-hmm. Now, this is for This Is Us. Now, some of the songs mentioned in the postcard that I have here say the guys are going to be doing numbers from Beyonce, The Human League, David Bowie, Nancy Sinatra, Justin Timberlake, and Kesha. So that's very broad, isn't it?
Very broad. And we forgot to mention as well, we're doing opera.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, we do have that. Yes. That's a special surprise.
That's a special surprise.
That's one of the secret items for the concert.
Oh, this sounds like so much fun.
Oh, this can be.
Yeah, it's really just giving you guys a taste of the musical journey that we've had as a choir. We've experimented with a few different things for the last 10 years and we're going to go back and revisit those sounds. It'll be a wonderful concert.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be so much fun. You know what I would really like to do though is I would like to get you guys to stick around a little bit more. Do you think you've got time to stick around with
us? Absolutely.
Because I feel like we're squeezing everything in too much. Of course, the concert that we're talking about, it's This Is Us. And it's Low Res's 10th anniversary performance. It's happening on Saturday, the 27th of October. We're going to put the details up on our social media where you can get tickets. It's happening at the Malvern Town Hall, so you obviously want to do that, or just type in Low Res on the internet or Facebook, quite
frankly.
That's right.
That's correct.
You can get them. But the guys are going to stick around, and we're going to talk a little bit more Low Res, because quite frankly, why wouldn't we? I feel like we've squeezed you in quickly, but we need to chat a little bit more. So what's your favourite songs to sing with the choir? If you could pick only one, guys, what would you do?
From the concert or...?
In general.
In general, all right. Definitely, These Boots Are Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra.
And Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
And, of course, the lovely Gary, our newsreader, is here, a part of Low Res as well, so we'll ask him when we come back after this.
There's plenty of ways you can support Mad Wednesday. You can take a load off Dean by making an appearance on his behalf at LGBTI functions and events, or help Dylan by cleaning his bedroom. That place is a pigsty. Or you could simply rate and review this podcast so more people get to know about Mad Wednesday. Help this Joy podcast grow.
This is Mad Wednesday with Dylan and Jean, and we are joined back in the studio by Michael and Sanjeev from Low Res Male Pop Choir. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you very much.
You are not alone, because there is a special person who is a part of our show every single week.
Hello.
Who's also a part of Low Res. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Also known as Spilder?
Spilled a tea.
Whenever we're going to let that, but yeah, it's a bit of a deeper voice. Now, Gary, why did you become a part of Low Res?
I saw them perform once and I thought, they're really good. They're really very good. I'd like to be part of that and to further my choral work, because I
so
had been in a choir before.
How many years
have you been? 5.
5 years, so you're not... I mean, they've put much more work in than you have, clearly.
Yeah, I just skive along.
Are you excited for the concert?
Oh,
This Is Us?
Very much so, because it's... The songs that I remember when I first saw the choir, and I'm looking forward to performing those as well as the ones that I've performed previously.
See, this is one of the things I really love, is the fact that with the choir especially, at lots of community events, whether it's your own concert, but also at a community events all around the year, I see you guys do the same numbers and I love them every single time. It's so much fun, and it's just great. So why did you guys start being a part of the choir?
Why? Well, I was new to Melbourne when I first joined the choir. I just moved from Perth. I was looking to make new friends and just finding my place in Melbourne, and I joined the choir, and it's just been the best thing I did, because they became my extended family, really. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, my story is very similar to Sanjeev's. I'm from New Zealand, and when I moved to Melbourne 10 years ago, I've sung in choirs all my life, actually, so I've always found that choirs are an excellent way of meeting like-minded individuals. And as I said earlier before, there's a real camaraderie amongst the guys. It's a very social choir as well, so we end up sort of doing things outside of singing. It might be going to shows together. It might be just going down to the Railway Hotel. Exactly. Oh my gosh, I was emceeing at our last concert. We actually did a regional gig last weekend.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, we did. And that was a complete success. Fish Creek is a gorgeous little town.
I kept thinking it was a joke when I kept hearing Fish Creek. I thought someone's pulling my leg, because we did Country Cousins on Joy, where we talk about regional stuff, and every week with Damien Stevens-Todd, he'd just have a note saying Fish Creek sing. And I was like, what? And then he'd start saying Low Res, and I'm like, I kept thinking Fish Creek was a joke, but it's not.
It's not.
It's a wonderful place.
Yeah, it's a lovely little place. It holds about like 180 people. The township itself is about 50 people, but we've been doing it for 4 years now, a little regional gig, and it's worked really well. In fact, we actually do a lot of regional gigs. We've been out to, how many times have we done Dalesford? Dalesford twice now?
Twice
now for Chill Out.
It's great when you take over Chill Out in that afternoon. It's really wonderful. Yeah. Sure, you're competing with
Michael's
my event. But
we're going to get the Michael's gaff at Fish Creek.
Oh my gosh, I made so many. So being president, I ended up having to MC a part of, so did Sanjeev as well. Thank you very much, Sanjeev. You were terrific. Unfortunately, I was slipping up left, right and centre. I couldn't say Chattanooga.
Like the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Yeah, that was one of the that. We sang that one.
We sang the word. So what was it sounding like?
Chack-a-goo-goo or something. what else did I say that was a bit sort of out? I mean, we had like a raffle prize in New Zealand. We call braces suspenders. So I was calling them suspenders, and then obviously there was a bit of a laugh around that because this is, we've got suspenders and the raffle prize. Oh, what else did I do? Oh, I did a whole bunch
of...
Heap.
Oh, the primary school.
Oh, I know, the primary school I got all right, but I did say that Seville was in Italy. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I know. So it all went a little bit crazy.
Yeah, but look, we were in for the laughs.
Maybe you're emceeing. Maybe just you've got to stick to singing for a while, Sandra. Yeah, you're going to have to step up.
Yeah, that's what we should
do. Just prepare. You're going to have to prepare to do all
the
talking.
We need a script.
Well, Gary, you've done some talking at some events as well, haven't you?
Yes, I've emceed one of the events.
And one of these days, you're going to get your voice right, yeah?
Yeah, I'll try.
Yeah. Of course, the event that we've been talking about, that we're here to chat about and to celebrate, in fact, is Low Res's This Is Us. They're presenting This Is Us. It's a celebration of 10 years mm-hmm. of Low Res, which is absolutely fantastic. Now, I mean, the event's not happening till the 27th of October, but let's face it, why wouldn't you want to get your tickets right now?
Yeah, well, you know, as typical Melburnians, people get booked up 3 months in advance.
Yeah, you either book them early or they book the day.
The day, exactly, exactly.
So you're getting in early.
Yeah, we get in early, and tickets go on sale tomorrow at 8 a.m. And we've got some really great deals. There's an early bird special. People who buy tickets between tomorrow and Monday, they go into a draw to win a double pass to see Madiba, the musical.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. If that's not incentive enough, why wouldn't you? Okay, so this is absolutely fantastic. If you want any details, jump on our social media where we've got the details of the event there already. Or just go online, whether on Facebook or on the website, and go to Low Res, where you can get all the details of the concert and of the choir as well. Because if you felt like, you know, maybe having an audition and joining them and having a sing along, why wouldn't you just give it a go?
There's no audition to join.
There's no audition.
That's how Gary got in.
Well, cheeky bugger.
He's helped the bass out really well. So.
No.
Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on Mad Wednesday. It's been so fantastic. Remember, get your tickets to This Is Us, celebrating 10 years of the Low Res Male Pop Choir. It's got songs from Nancy Sinatra, David Bowie, The Human League. There's so much. And a special guest appearance with your sister choir, The Decibels. Yes, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic afternoon happening on the 27th of October. Guys, thank you for joining
us today on
Mad Wednesday. Grab your tickets and get singing.
Yay!
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.